That was Sunburn by Taramellos from their album X'd Out. Before that was 40 Rugs to the Hogshead, also by Taramellos from their album Drugs to the Dear Youth. And I should mention the album before that, before the mic break, the previous mic break, I should say, was Weird Circles, also by Taramellos, from their album X'd Out. So now we're going to move in, it's about 1:08, 1:09 a.m. here, and we are going to move into the second part of the night with a bit of calmer post-rock stuff to help wind the night down. But before that, I'd like to give a little of a transitional track. I think only one person listening to this is going to get it, but this is Trust Me by The Fray. Enjoy.
Looking for something I've never seen, alone and I'm in between. The place that I'm from and the place that I'm in, a city I've never been. But I found a friend, or should I say a foe, said there's a few things you should know. We don't want you to see, we come and we go, here to take on tomorrow. We're only taking turns holding this world. It's how it's always been. Trust me, trust nobody. But I said to you and me, we don't have honesty, the things we don't want to speak. And I'll try to get out, but I never will. This traffic's perfectly still. We're only taking turns.
Trust Me by The Fray. And so we're going to move into a little bit of a calmer part of the night. So I've got two kind of post-rocky, almost a little atmospheric bands lined up for you. So firstly, we've got a few tracks from Emancipator, and then we've got a few tracks from Hammock. So hope you enjoy this little bit of a calmer part of the night. If you're listening to this to help study or wind down, yeah, you've tuned into the right place. Thank you for everyone listening in, by the way. I hear that we have 8 or 9 listeners over listeners over the internet right now, and I don't know how many of you guys are listening to this over actual radio waves, but we are broadcasting over those too. So anyway, this is Greenland by Emancipator.
Thank you. Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Hello again. That was a whole bunch of Emancipator. That was, I guess, in order. Greenland from Safe in the Steep Cliffs. Soon It Will Be Cold Enough to Build Fires from Soon It Will Be Cold Enough, 2006. And Safe in the Steep Cliffs from Safe in the Steep Cliffs, 2010. And I happen to have a special guest on the air. Thrayton, you're on the air.
I am.
Yes, you are now. Hello.
Hey.
So.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Zach. Yeah, so Zach was the guy I was visiting in Connecticut, and he's actually a radio DJ at WHUS, which stands for W Huskies down in Yukon.
W Medford.
Yeah, no, we're boring like that. We spell out the location. Well, apparently, we have a history. W Medford and everything else in the Boston area, because when the power went out here 40 years ago, some students apparently ran the radio line down to the commuter rail tracks, and everyone in Boston was able to get it. So that was it's an interesting history tidbit. So your station is honestly so much more professional than ours is. It's kind of ridiculous.
I'm trying not to talk too much on your station about our station. Couple times I did it on the air, it was kind of awkward.
It's fine. I'm talking about things that I see, right? But in the same respect, it is a very different feel between the two stations. One is a small liberal arts college where you got 5,000 students, where you have a very different, a lot. We're not in New Hampshire, but live free or die kind of attitude. You have this mural on the wall, which is just plastered in graffiti and the weirdest things. And you have to look carefully. You keep finding new things. Like I posted on Twitter last week, we spotted Batman kissing Robin in one of the windows of this mural. So anyway, I've got some tracks for you which I've been wanting to play on the air for a while. So
you guys are gonna love this stuff.
Gonna
love it.
If you're trying to wind down, Hammock is in kind of atmospheric post rock band that is just that the soundscapes that they produce are really beautiful. So I'm going to start by playing this track, Losing You to You, off their album Raising Your Voice, Trying to Stop an Echo. Thank you. That was... all right, it should be on the air, hopefully. That was I Can Almost See You by Hammock. And from their album, Raising Your Voice, Trying to Stop an Echo. And before that was Losing You to You. Also from the same album. So, Zach, what do you think of that? You're on the air. Oh, no, now you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
What do you think of Hammock?
They really do sound great. I'm sorry, Clayton, I'm not thinking the clearest right now, but...
Nah, it's 1:40 in the morning. Nobody's thinking clearly. Seriously, I don't know how I do these late night slots. I mean, every semester I've done this, I've been moving the slot further and further up. I mean, my first semester here, I was doing like a Saturday 3 to 4 a.m. slot, I think. And I don't know how I thought clearly in that slot. I think what I just used to do a whole bunch of the time is just throw on a 50-minute piece and then chill and then play a PSA, talk a little bit at the beginning of the end, and call it quits.
I mean, that's one way to do it.
It is.
And then, like, there was a group of people at WEUS who did a show where they would oftentimes, like banter for... maybe a good half hour in their show, and it was like, I don't know, I think maybe a 2-hour show, they would talk maybe a good half hour into the show before they even play a song.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a little bit irresponsible. They ended up running into issues later on in later semesters, and for unrelated issues, but, you
I mean,
know,
was it meant? Was it meant?
Through, what?
Was it meant to be a talk show in the first place?
No, it wasn't.
I see. Yeah, no, that makes more sense.
I don't know. There are exceptions, like if you're actually able to, you know, keep a good banter going. But not many people are good at that. When it sounds like you're listening in on someone's random Skype group call, it's not the best.
Yeah, that is true. If you're trying to run a more professional station. I mean, here is just free form, do whatever you want. And I've actually done a few talk episodes of the Rainbow Theorem as well. I remember back when Occupy Central was going on in Hong Kong, I did almost a full hour episode dedicated to explicating carefully and discussing the topic in depth, if I remember correctly. That was really early on. Actually, no, it was funny. I think I mentioned this to you. So at WMFO, in order to get in the training process, you actually have to do a mini show. I mean, you go on someone else's show and you take over a 20-minute segment, and you just put on whatever you want and you work the mic and the board for 20 minutes, and you have to do a few other things in that. But when I got my 20-minute segment, I was thinking I was going to go put on some music, but actually what ended up happening is I got the 20-minute segment and Occupy Central was going on at the time, so I just decided to talk for 20 minutes instead. And I mean, I put on a song in the middle, sure, so that I could do different things that were required. But, and then I ended up getting a caller, and that was kind of weird. I mean, I ended up taking down their number and just talking with them after letting the other person deal with the board. They were a community member. I think their name was Chris as well. And it was interesting discussing different, I mean, Sino-American issues with them, which, frankly, I'm not entirely equipped to talk about, given that my expertise is more in Hong Kong rather than China. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's great to have something relatable to talk about regardless. I mean, yeah, but I haven't necessarily had the, like, the most relatable things to talk about. I'm not much of a, I don't know, I might have talked up events at UConn, but I don't think much about current events, to be honest.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's the only time I've really done that. I don't really want to talk about something that I'm not really knowledgeable about. And occasionally I'll tell a story or two on here from, from everyday life or from my travels. I mean, last week you heard
You had quite a few interesting travels.
Yes. Over the past 9 months going around the world, and I told a few snippets, and I'll probably, last week, I mean, when I was going around, and when Dana, especially when Dana came on, she was one of my friends from my study abroad program in Budapest, who goes to Carleton College. I don't know if you're listening to this, but shout out if you are. You're probably not. Interesting stories from that. And I think the other time I really was able to speak in depth about something was when I was with the New Music Ensemble on here. So I take part in the New Music Ensemble. We do a lot of contemporary improvisational music, and I had them on about a year ago to do some improv on air, and it was a really fun 2 hours. I had them on twice, actually, because it was that successful, but it looks like I took all my luck, because I don't think I'm going to be able to get them on this year, unfortunately, because we have such a small group and the other two people play instruments which really can't be imported into the studio. But we'll see. I mean, we are getting some professionals to join us starting this week, and I mean, with a concert in a month, so we will see. I mean, whether we can get them into the studio for a performance sometime later in the semester. That being said, I'd like to play some more Hammock. So here's two more tracks by them. Firstly, Shipwrecked, Flat on Your Back, also from Raising Your Voice, Trying to Stop an Echo, and Turning into Tiny Particles, Floating Through Empty Space. Enjoy.
Thank you.
appreciate it. That was Turning Into Tiny Particles, Floating Through Empty Space by Hammock from their album Oblivion Hymns. And before that was Shipwreck Flat on Your Back, also by Hammock, from their album Raising Your Voice, Trying to Stop an Echo. Hammock, oh my god, the environment that Hammock puts out is just so serene. It's honestly perfect to fall asleep to. What do you reckon, Zach?
Yeah, it's definitely that's probably like the best way to describe them, just in every way.
The word atmospheric, I mean, that would be what would be best to describe their music, but it isn't at the same time. But it isn't. I mean, it's more than just atmospheric. It's just it's calming in, honestly, the best way possible.
And then I guess that's kind of like I don't know, I guess that's kind of the point of what like Hammock goes for. It's more like in a lot of post rock groups in that regard, like they try to cut all the frills and go straight for the raw emotion and try and figure out exactly what that feels like. And I'd imagine that Hammock would be like absolutely spectacular if they performed live. I don't know if they do, but
no, but they do try and go for the raw emotion. They try and seek out, just this peacefulness. And there are points in your typical indie rock or other genres where it's peaceful, and that contrasts with. And that often contrasts with the rest of rock in that there's a lot of drumming and driving rhythms going on, and in punk and metal just these piercing vocals sometimes. But these moments of I guess silence and serenity contrast with them a lot in the most beautiful ways sometimes. And Hammock tries to extract the best of that. What I had compared them to when I first started listening to them was some of the, I've done a show here before on the album Leaf, and I've talked about them a good bit. I mean, they're honestly one of my favorite bands, and they are a bit poppy at times, okay, but there are other times where they just try and extract this. Being as peaceful as possible. And I mean, their track in initial, their opening track Window from 2003 album In a Safe Place is the best example of that. It's just pure chords and just this peaceful melody before they start launching into more of a rocky beat. So I guess, on the other hand, I guess we're wrapping up towards the end of the night, and I guess that's about it. So it's 1:57. It's been a good night. It's currently about 46 Fahrenheit outside in Medford. We do have one more track to play for you tonight, so do stick around for that. This is a Hammock's Will You Ever Love Yourself? But otherwise, this is DJ Chris Tsai on the Rainbow Theorem, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Say goodbye to the audience, Zach.
Goodbye to the audience, Zach.
Oh, God.
Have a good night, guys.
Hi, Zach. I'm Dad. Anyway. thank you all for listening in tonight. It's been great. Before we play that, just a quick preview of what we got ahead of us. I think next week I'm going to do a folk show. Talking about some of my experiences I had in Michigan. Going to this really awesome folk concert, which I'm going to tell you guys about then. And 2 weeks from now, I'm going to go to a beach house concert, and I'm super stoked for that. And I'm actually going with the music director from WMFO. And we're really excited for that. So we're probably going to do a 2-hour beach house show. And I'm hoping to bring him in on that. And I haven't asked him yet. And I probably should do that. Yeah.
That I look forward to.
Oh, God. That is going to be so great. I mean, I'm going to do at least an hour on it either way. So otherwise, I guess that's it. So, we're going to go over the hour here, but, I mean, there's no one here afterwards. So, this is Hammock's Will You Ever Love Yourself? Thank you for tuning in, and have a good night.